Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
All right, let's pray. Let's pray, pray, pray. Thanks for tuning in. I know it feels like we do pledge drives a lot here. I'm sorry. It's the way things are. It's the way God has ordained it, right? And I'm a beggar for Christ. I'll hold out that big cup and say, hey, can you help with the mission of Relevant? Can you help us bring the chapel to Divine Mercy to souls? If you can help, you can make a pledge at 877-291-0123. You can do it online at relevantradio.com. Father Rocky was talking about that walk to Mary. And I say to you all the time, God's in control of everything, right? He is in total and complete control of everything in our life. I love the piece of audio that Maggie and I played of a weather storm that was making its way over this event. Father Rocky had prayed for clear skies. I'm sure a lot of other people did. And that weather storm parted like this. It separated, moved across the event, and closed back up, rejoined on the other side. And I know we live in a world that often feels chaotic, a place where storms, you know, both literal and metaphorical, they arrive, and sometimes they come at a moment's notice, you know. I just want to say to you, God has a watchful gaze. You know, you are in the hand of the Creator. God is in control of everything, and just as that storm separated from prayer, just as we saw in Matthew 4 where the Lord said to the storm when the apostles were all freaking out, they were terrified because of the violence of the storm, waves crashing into the boat, all seemed lost. What happened? They wake Christ. Christ rebukes the wind and says, be quiet, be still, and everything ceases. The same thing can happen in your life, right? With a whisper, Christ can calm everything. Prayer is the key to heaven. It's the key to heaven. And think about it. When you pray, you're not whispering into a void. You're communicating with a God who orchestrated the very laws of nature. So I invite you to join me right now. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray for those storms in your life that God will quiet them, just like I saw on the weekend, just like I have seen in my own personal life, just like I know will take place with you right now. I don't know what you're facing, what storms you are enduring right now, what winds are trying to knock you off course, but you have to remember you have access to the power that calmed the seas of Galilee. Right? Through your prayer, through your faith, through your trust, you know, you can speak those storms, be still. And we're going to join you right now. We're going to amplify that voice. So as you continue navigating the tumultuous seas of life, let's pray. All right. That's the answer. I'm here to say that. I'm here to remind you of it. I'm here to invite you to join me. We're seeing so many miracles, so many answer prayers come into the chaplet every day because we're in a slightly amended schedule. I'm not going to maybe share a whole lot of intentions or petitions with or answered prayers right now, but I just invite you to join me. You can get a hold of the chaplet at 888-914-9149 if you want to get your intention on the air, or you can send Maggie a post at our X account, and that's at Drew Mariani Show, or go ahead and hit her up on our social media, Facebook or YouTube or any other place. But I want to pray for you right now. All right, let's ask God for mercy in our life. I'll pray for everyone who donates here too today, anyone who can support the mission of Relevant and in particular the Chapel of Divine Mercy. I just ask that God multiplies your generosity and shows his providence to you. Let's begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. We'll take our first call today from Lupe. She's praying in Paramount, California. Hi, Lupe.
Hi, Drew. I would like for you guys to pray for me because tomorrow I'm having a legal problem with a hearing with the SSI. That all goes well in my favor, in the Lord, that I persevere strong and firm in my faith, and he removes everything that's not of him, that doesn't keep me from persevering, because I try to do the chaplet, I go to church, I do everything else, but I guess it's spiritual warfare.
Yeah, no, I get it. Hey, it's hard, right? When you are in the storm, I mean, it's hard when that water's lapping over your personal boat, you know, and the wind is buffeting you around. Sometimes it's really hard to say, okay, Lord, I know you're here with me, right? I know you can calm the storms. That's when we have to show our faith all the more. I had a friend one time who told me when I was going through a very low point in my life, and I wondered where God was. I felt like my prayers weren't being answered. I kept praying, I fasted, I did all these things that I often talk about, and it seemed like I was praying into the ether. And he says, Drew, it's at moments like that that God hears your voice the loudest. I never forgot that lesson. Never forgot it. And it's so true. When you feel God is the farthest from you, that's when he's carrying you. That's when he's with you. That's when he's walking in step with you. So, Lupe, I'm glad you called, because we're with you too. And we're going to pray right now. Lord, I pray for her hearing. I pray for those who are having trouble with their benefits. I want to pray for her health. I want to lift up Father Simon as well for his needs. I want to pray for everyone who's joining me now in this chaplet, Lord, that in a special way you hear their prayers, for every intention left with us to pray for, that you hear those prayers. And Lord, I just pray for a successful pledge drive as well. As I bring to you these needs, we thank you for your mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call comes from Marie. She's praying with us in Philadelphia. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Drew. I wanted to start out with the phone monitor. A person, I don't know his name, but
Patrick.
He asked me how my granddaughter was. I called a couple of weeks about her. I was not going to go into this because we're waiting on a miraculous healing. But I wanted to tell you, as I told him, that that our granddaughter, who had this syndrome with terrible migraine headaches and cardiac problems, she's responding finally to the medication.
Wow.
So that is a real plus sign. Now, the other thing that I really called about is my husband has been away from the church for several years. He's approaching 90. He's getting very weak. He will have nothing to do with confession or the sacrament or a priest coming here to the home.
Yeah.
Do you think the Lord could do something about that?
Marie, be at peace. I guarantee you the Lord's going to do something about it, all right? And I am grateful that you called, and then we'll continue to pray for, you know, for that genetic syndrome issue with your granddaughter that you called about in the past. But this is what this prayer is about, Marie. I mean, the Lord promises a prayer for the sick and for the dying, but he also spoke to St. Faustina about how powerful, how efficacious this particular prayer of the chaplet is for conversion. And I know your husband's away from the faith, and the Lord spoke to Faustina about, You know, it may not even be visible to you, but the Lord works on the soul. Even somebody on their deathbed, he says, you know, even though from an external point of view, all looks lost, the Lord reaches out to that soul, he told Faustina three times, exerting his mercy on them, inviting them to accept it. Of course, he always honors our free will. But I think your prayers, your tears, your concern, our prayers now united, the prayer of conversion is something that the Lord just wants to shower upon souls. And he says, you know, ask in this hour for anything. And if it's according to my will, it'll be granted to you. The Lord wants conversion. He wants us in his grace. So Lord, I pray for all those away from the faith. I pray for those I know and love, those in my own family. I pray for Marie. And I pray for those especially who are close to the great transition, Lord, into eternal life, that they can receive that grace and accept your loving embrace. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Joanne in Rockland, California, Joan, stand by. We'll get you. That's near the Sacramento area. Let me jump over to Maggie, who's here in studio. And by the way, Maggie, very close to giving birth, walked 5 miles. 5 miles, a long haul, Mag.
It felt great.
That's
honestly
awesome.
It was a beautiful day. And you know what? I am not going to share all the details, but Joe and I were praying fervently on our drive up to Green Bay for a personal intention. Something kind of happened on Thursday that we were like, oh, we can't really deal with this until after this weekend. So we were like, yeah, you know, Lord, just, you know, help us get through this weekend and we'll deal with it on the other side. And it, we were just so thankful. It worked out perfectly. So just another answered prayer. And I want to pray for all the pilgrims out there that are, they've got their blisters and their aching feet this week. I'm sure the Lord is hearing every step of the way. Carol wrote to us from Minnesota. She said, Drew and Maggie, I have an update on 4-year-old Asher that had a brain tumor.
Oh, wow.
He had a shunt and feeding tube placed today. They think they removed all of the tumor, and it does look like cancer. The family will find out soon what kind. And his left side is very weak, and he's not walking on his own yet. Thank you for your prayers, and good luck on the walk.
Yeah.
Mags wrote to us on X and says, continuing prayers for Charlotte, healing of her cancer occurrence. God is more powerful than this prognosis. My trust in his mercy is more powerful than doubt. Grateful to have been beside her to pray the chaplet of divine mercy. Jesus rules. Mercedes wrote to us. She said, please pray for my parents who are in their 80s, and they gave a contractor $10,000 to fix their porch up front.
Oh, man.
And after 8 months, the project has not been completed. So it's possible they have been scammed. St. Joseph, please intercede. And lastly, Gracie says, could you please pray for my grandson, Will? He's making his first communion. I think she tweeted this on Friday. She says he's making his first communion this Sunday. Thank you for all you do for us, Drew.
Yeah, it's so sad. I hate to see people get scammed like that. That's that attention in particular I'll be praying for.
I
want to pray for a couple that I walked next to during this walk over the weekend. They took the journey like Maggie and Joe did. They've been praying for 14 years for a child, and the mother asked me to pray for her. And the father said, I said, man, 14 years is a long time. He says, 14 years, Drew, it feels like 14 billion. I mean, they've been praying. They're longing for a child. So, Lord, if that's your will, then allow that miracle to take place. If it's through adoption, foster care, let that be the case as well. I pray for healing for any mother who's made the mistake of an abortion. And I pray for that mother right now contemplating taking the life of her child. And, Lord, I just, again, bring in my spiritual family here. I love them. I pray for them on a daily basis. And I ask that you embrace them and that you hear their prayers as well. Joan's in Rockland, California. She's going to join us here as well. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I kept hearing your words that God is bigger than cancer.
Amen.
My husband called in a little over a month ago. I have stage 4 cancer all through my liver, in my bones, above my adrenals, above my pancreas. And my last PET scan, April 18th, my cancer is completely eradicated.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were calling for prayers.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the doctor
was
dumbfounded.
I'm down. That's amazing. I'm confounded. That's incredible.
It's incredible to me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just kept telling myself, God's bigger than cancer.
Amen. Amen.
I trust you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh, I love that.
And
I love your intention.
I just wanted to pray for my son and his wife.
Okay.
That they come back to church and get the sacraments for their two small boys.
Well, Joan, two things here. You are the fruit of prayer, right? You've seen that God is bigger than cancer. He vanquished your cancer-ridden body. And that's an example to you of the power of prayer. So you keep praying. You keep praying for that conversion. Pray for your children. God's going to work in them. And that's an easy one, right? I believe that will take place. And I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. This is the answer prayers we get are dramatic. Some are, kidnapped, being returned. Some are cancer vanquishing. Some are small. Please write this down, okay? Be detailed about it and send it to me. Email me, drew@relevantradio.com, and mark it answered prayer, cancer answer prayer. I really want to put that in my inbox. It builds my own faith, and I just love that. I love sharing those testimonies.
I am so excited, and I feel so fantastic.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
I am just so happy.
Yeah, there's no disease that's greater than God, right? Leprosy was no problem for him. Death was not a problem for our Lord. Cancer certainly is, and I'm glad you called because there's so many people listening right now who think, I'll never get out of this debt. The doctor says, I've got stage 4 cancer. It's all throughout. If God so chooses to touch you, he will, and he can heal you. And you are a testimony to that. You're giving a lot of people hope. So make sure you write that testimony down. And anyone who receives these answer prayers, and I said the other day, and I'm not special in any means, but the Lord spoke to my heart and told me that there are going to be many answered prayers through this chapel of Divine Mercy. And I've been seeing them come in on a very steady basis. Many answered prayers. So as they happen, email me, drew@relevantradio.com, mark an answered prayer or praise report, and let me know about that miracle. Cynthia, I'm going to pray in thanksgiving now for all your intentions. And Lord, I pray for those impossible situations. You are the creator of all the laws of nature, and you're above them. You can suspend them. You can heal, and you can restore. So I give you the most difficult situation in all of our lives as we unite together, and I beg for more miracles as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Cynthia's in McAllen, Texas. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Drew. Nice to meet you. I listen to you every day. I want a prayer for my family.
Okay.
For forgiveness, my son that is sick with Bell's palsy, and also I'm in huge debt. I'm looking for employment remotely to be able to assist my son. I've been unsuccessful with looking for a job. I have 2 applications pending, and I pray every day to the Divine Mercy and throughout the rosary that they guide me in finding employment soon. So that I can release all this debt and stress that I feel.
Let's pray for it now, Cynthia. I don't know how God's going to remedy it. He can certainly do that in a heartbeat. I heard about a man who had, he was diagnosed with cancer. I think he was battling it for 8 months, and he won the Powerball lottery. You know, it's just like, so God could turn things around. I mean, he's got his cancer he's dealing with, but God can bless you in ways you don't even see coming. New jobs and other surprises. I've seen it many times in my own life. And they come in the most unexpected ways. Lord, I give you Cynthia. And give you her intentions and all those who struggle financially and with health as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. And on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Janet's in Wisconsin. Janet, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I am calling to ask for prayers for safety, for protection for my son and my husband and there who are arriving in Kansas City and for all of those that are in the wake of the tornadoes that are predicted for tonight. They're supposed to be pretty intense, so I'm just asking for prayers for them.
Well, we talked about how the Lord can calm the storms of our life. He can certainly calm the storms of nature. We saw that in Matthew and we calm the sea. Lord, I give you with Janet and all of her intentions, everyone united to me. Lord, you know the intentions that we often present to you. In your mercy, please hear and answer us. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Champion.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
St. Peregrine.
Pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
St. Patrick.
Pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining me for this prayer. And thank you for sharing those answered prayers. We just heard about a woman whose body was riddled with cancer and was miraculously cured. She credits the chaplet and all of our prayers. Send me your answer prayers. God is at work and miracles are happening. All right. And if you can do me a favor before we sign off here, could you help Relevant Radio stay on the air? Could you support us with a pledge? If you can, you're supporting the chaplet in this hour. Be a supporter of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 877-291-0123. You can also go online to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there safely and securely. But I'm grateful for whatever you can do. And I just want you to know, anyone who promotes God's mercy will never be outgiven. God promises special protection and blessing. So thank you for whatever you can do. We'll be right back. Joining me right now also is Brooke Taylor. Brooke, good to have you in the studio with us
today.
Hi, Drew. You're going to hear a little bit about Brooke coming up here in a second. Brooke, you've been here on the Pledge Drives in the past. Great to have you in studio with me, though, today. You know, that Chapel of Divine Mercy is amazing. We just heard somebody who was healed of cancer throughout their body. And I often say that those who support the chaplet, you know, who make a pledge in this hour, they're real promoters of Divine Mercy. And I know you're a big, big devotee of Divine Mercy.
For sure. And as I was listening, you're praying the Divine Mercy chaplet. Mm-hmm. I'm in the newly completed chapel. And this is the first time that I've been here since it's been complete, was able to go to Holy Mass, praying alongside each of the intentions coming in during the chaplet today.
Thank you.
Was it Joan that just called that was healed from cancer? Mm-hmm. And the infertility, the baby, and that was an earlier call also from Taylor who called with a walk to Mary. And just thinking of my own life in that story and the devotion to St. Faustina, Divine Mercy, our daughter's adopted from Poland. We had many years of secondary infertility, but just one of many in the sea of souls, whether it's cancer healed, marriages restored, conversions, so many gifts that this is what we're here to do, to celebrate and continue to give hope. That's the theme on day one of our pledge drive today. So it's just such an honor to be here and to be a part of it. 1-877-291-0123 is the number.
Yeah, if you can give now, it's critical. We have a minute or two before we have to take a break, but we could really use your support. There's a dollar-for-dollar match. Would you help? Call right now. I could use probably another 100 people before we run out of this hour. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. You're going to be blessed for it. And by the way, leave us your prayer intentions because we do want to pray for you. As you heard, Brooke was in chapel praying. I prayed for you during the walk and at Mass, and your intentions are prayed for by all of our colleagues.
And this is important. We have a partnership challenge hour, so every dollar you give is matched. It's double. So get in. Glenn in Chicago just did. His $50 is now doubled to $100. Francis in Massachusetts, $1,000. Thank you.
Thank you.
RelevantRadio.com, also an easy way to give on the app or 1-877-291-0123.
Hey, thank you for whatever you can do. You know, I know God's going to bless you. You're going to hear Brooke's story coming up, so stay with us. An amazing one. You heard about her adoption. She adopted a special need child, and we'd love to hear from you, too. Could use you right now online at relevantradio.com or by making that call. 877-291-0123.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Thanks for joining me. It's great to be here. I'll grab a couple of your calls quickly here. Brooke Taylor is going to be joining us. You heard her just pitching with me. She's a wife, a mother of five, a speaker, a pilgrimage leader, a podcast host, a professional broadcaster for years, and is now using her talents to evangelize. And I love that. Kind of what I did, and love the way God reaches out to us. You'll hear a great story, but let me jump over to Nevada first. Jody's in Las Vegas. Hey, Jody, good afternoon.
Hi there. Hi, Drew.
Hey.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Brooke. It's great to talk to you guys.
Thanks. Good to have you with us.
I just wanted to call. Thank you. I just wanted to call, and I didn't get in on the chaplet, but I wanted to pray for an incredibly the most profitable drive for the pledge drive. And I really wanted to pray that the Holy Spirit really penetrate all of your listeners, especially the Catholics, because I love this time of the four times a year when we do have the opportunity to invest in this apostolate, because I mean, I always know how much is given to us, whether it's through the chaplet, through, you know, your show, Drew, you know, we got Taylor, Timmery, everybody at Relevant Radio. And it's not easy to ask for help.
It's so true.
And meanwhile, we are benefiting so much. And everyone at Relevant Radio, four times a year, steps up to the occasion to make this sacrifice, to ask. You know, we're funded by our listeners. And where else, especially today, where else can you instantaneously get double your money? What else can you invest in? What stock? What?
Jody, you should come here and get behind the mic.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I need you on a Friday when we need to get to goal. You're awesome. Right. Hey, let me ask you, how did you discover Relevant Radio?
That's a great question. And there's a myriad of different people that have different stories. And I was one of the accidental stories.
Oh, wow.
My car battery went out. And all of the radio stations that I had pre-programmed were, you know, they were all just, you know, pish-posh.
Yep.
And that's how I found out. So through divine intervention.
Yes.
And I know a lot of other people have the same story.
That.
But I also just wanted to say, you know, it takes 5 minutes. You know, look, you go to adoration for us. And it's not a tit for tat. Nobody's quid pro quo. But the point is that this is, like you just said, I mean, our Father can never be outdone in generosity. And it's just sort of exercising that little bit of discipline to stop what we're doing right now, especially on match day. Yeah. I mean, my goodness, double our money. And imagine what it's like for all the people you pray for to come back to the faith.
Jody, thank you.
You had that conversation. Thank you.
You rock. You're the best. I'm so grateful for your call. And I hope people will respond to your call. If you want help, it's 877-291-0123. And you will be blessed. See, God works in mysterious ways. I love her story because her power went out in her car, right? So what probably happened was all those presets went away. As you start to surf the dial again, suddenly you discover Relevant Radio. If you ever borrow a car or if you have a rental car, find the Relevant Radio station and program it into at least one of the presets, if not all of them. Well, if you borrow from a friend, don't do that. But
Rocky trick.
I think
it works.
It's such a great idea. But that's the way God reaches out to people. I mean, people stumble on this network, Brooke, and they are forever changed. How did you find it, by the way?
It's been so long. I just feel like it's always kind of been in the fabric. And in fact, when Relevant Radio first got on the air, I was working in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in secular radio.
You were doing a morning show there,
I was.
So tell us your story, because I was in Green Bay at the same time. Our paths didn't cross, though.
Amazingly. I mean, maybe they did
they
at Shopko or something.
I'm sure we bumped into each other. But so what happened? You were doing morning radio there? Tell me about your background.
I was. The background is in morning radio and just different broadcasting day parts and growing up Catholic, but then lapsed, got into secular radio and the lure of the culture, so attractive at the time, which of course is a deception. And I was lost for a lot of years. And my mom and grandmother, my dad, my family, very devout, very faithful. And I just thought they must have a holy gene. It's in their DNA and it skipped a generation. And so I just thought I don't have what they have. But what I didn't realize is they had worked hard. They had taken responsibility. And it wasn't, ironically, until I worked at a Protestant radio station. It was a wonderful Christian contemporary music station doing a morning show that the Protestants actually drove me back into the arms of the church. And I say that lovingly because the conversations that they challenged me with, why do you believe that the Pope is God on earth? Why do you worship Mary? All of these things that I would say I was Catholic, I would pull out that card, but I didn't live or interiorize or understand so much of my faith, which I know is so common. And the conversation you had just a few hours ago about how many are not going to Mass, and we have that relatability, the conversation about not being properly catechized. But when you fall in love, it changes everything. You know, there was this renaissance of Pentecost, really, in my life that changed the trajectory of, I think, not only my soul, but my family, my children, my husband. And I think that's why I love Relevant Radio so much, is because every day it's like this net that's catching souls. And you know when you've been ransomed, when you understand. You know then when you hear other people's stories that it's incalculable. And, you know, I just thank God for his mercy. And that's just the beginning. And I know, like Jody and so many people that write in and call in every day, the gratitude is so hard to articulate. And that's why giving to what does change the calculus of everything, Relevant Radio, it is like a renaissance, because when you look around at the culture, literature, music, movies, you see we are in a dark age. There's just not a whole lot. And then when you plunge into, and you see it every day, I know you talk about it every day, Drew, the celebrities, the thinkers and scholars, from Russell Brandt to Jordan Peterson's wife, and you name it, who are also finding that. And it's an exciting time to be Catholic and also to be at Relevant Radio and a part of this network.
You bring up a great point, though. And I don't, look, one candle can pierce the darkness, right? 1,000 can vanquish it. I do think we're in a dark time. I mean, there's a great chaos. There is a great disorientation. There's a great darkness that has befallen minds and hearts. It's tragic that when we talked about the stats just from the Pew Research, how many people are not going to church anymore? 3 out of 4 Catholics don't attend regular Sunday Mass. That's a stunning number. I mean, that's sad. But then you see Relevant Radio. We were on this walk to Mary, your own story, people who stumble on it, like our last caller there from Nevada. God's at work. And I really think he's using Relevant in a very special way to reach souls. I'm convinced of it. And in the end, good conquers evil. And, you know, light, like I said, vanquishes the darkness. And like, we need to support Relevant. We need to keep it on the air. We need to continue to promote this work. We need to educate people on the truths of life and the dignity of the human person. You know, we need to be witnesses ourselves. We need to be fortified and supported. And if you can help us, you know, whatever you can do would be great. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Mallory is in Cape Coral, Florida. And by the way, join us in studio. Okay. Brooke and I would love to talk to you. To get in studio, 888-914-9144. Mallory, hi, you're on the air with Drew and Brooke.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. I just wanted to call in and share, you guys were talking previously how you'd come across Relevant Radio.
Yeah.
And I was raised Catholic, and my son, his name is Gabriel Michael. I hadn't listened to Relevant Radio. I would listen to K-Love Radio a lot. Mm-hmm. I picked my son up from school one day, and he was like, "Mom, let's listen to the radio where they talk." My husband listens to like a lot of sports talk shows, and I turned it to AM, and that's how I found Relevant Radio, and I listen to it every time I get in my car now, guided by my son, and I believe, you know, divine.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, Gabriel means messenger, of course, oh, you know, so yeah. He was a good seed planter there.
Mallory, it's fantastic. I love it. And God bless your son. We're so glad to have you tuned into us. And it's funny because, you know, you listen to music. I used to always listen to music in my car, too. That's all I would listen to, you know. My grandmother was into talk radio as a kid. And I remember her clutching a radio, listening to it. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, how can you listen to those guys do nothing but scream, right? But here I sit behind a microphone doing talk radio. And talk radio is awesome. Turn others on to Relevant Radio. Tell them about it. Because, you know, a lot of the kids today, you know, a lot of people don't even go to the AM frequency. And we have a lot of stations there. And we're on FMs and we're on the apps right now. But I'm telling you, it's life-changing.
Yeah, and I give you credit, Mom, because when you think of Gabriel Michael and he wanted to listen to it, I think it's because there's thoughtful conversation. They're in a time where we have TikTok and all of these very short and superficial conversations. Yeah, there is deep dialogue. As Catholics, we're called to be thinkers. And so that's what I love about Relevant Radio is it might be exploring a devotion. It might be unpacking a really deep bioethics topic. Yeah. Whatever it is, you can find it in a thoughtful way from Patrick to you. To all of, you know, John Morales, everyone, Cale Timmery. So it is, and the rosary. There's just so many aspects and incorporating the body of Christ in there.
It's fun. It's educational. It's informative. It's just such a great platform. Well, thank you for what you're going to do. I want to get into your story, Brooke. So let's do that. But let me take a quick break here. If you want to be inspired, stay tuned. You're going to love Brooke Taylor's story and how God's using her. We're all given a mission in life, every single one of us. I'm convinced that I never want anything to do with talk radio, and here I sit because this is what God wanted me to do. And if you're discerning your vocation, ask the Lord to reveal it to you. I guarantee you he will. All right, we got a lot to get into. But by the way, your pledge to keep this type of dialogue on, to keep promoting mercy, 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com. And there is a double match today. There's a match. If you give, your donation will be doubled. But, you know, you want to see how God uses this apostolate. You know, we see it all the time in the chapel with these miracles like the cancer disappearing today. Here's another way that God is using your generosity in this apostolate to draw souls closer to him.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've been listening to you for at least 10 years when I lived out in San Diego and just recently went through confirmation. I called you just that week that I just went through confirmation and have joined the Catholic Church and just excited still, you know, about That's my wonderful. Journey. So thank you
welcome
thank
home,
you for
Chuck.
Helping me understand.
Oh, you're welcome. So would it be fair to say that listening to Catholic radio was helpful on your journey?
It was more than helpful. It was probably... it was on my critical path. It helped answer so many questions for me and caused me to help go research and find new books to read to answer even more questions that became evident and clear that this is the truth.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
What an hour to join us. It is day one of our pledge drive here on Relevant Radio. It's Brooke Taylor joining Drew Mariani and Maggie. Really honored to be a part of this effort as we join together the Relevant Radio family in support of the mission to bring Christ to the world. And the easiest way to give is relevantradio.com. Just takes a few seconds. The Relevant Radio app or 1-877-291-0123. A few important reminders. We have a dollar-for-dollar match today. So if you give, it will be doubled. Also, we have that wonderful premium. It's that beautiful, solid tote bag. I don't know what I would do without a good tote bag. And it has our blessed Lord enthroned in the Eucharist. So you have the monstrance there. You have Relevant Radio. And you can give at that $240 level today only. Again, relevantradio.com, the app, or 1-877-291-0123.
Let's talk about the tote for a minute. Because, look, again, so often on Monday, we have a special premium. It's for today only. And we really do need to move the needle. You know, if Relevant's going to make it, summer's a tough time for us. We need help right now. Today and today only. You might find yourself at a store and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have any bags. You know, some of the stores, they make you either buy the bag or... This is a great way to evangelize. It has a Relevant Radio's logo on it and has a beautiful image of the monstrance. Great talking point for anybody who sees it. And it's big and it's really quite durable. You can see it right here, Brooke. And go to the beach, go to the lake, wherever you go.
Go
you
to mass. Kids, grandkids.
Mass,
just
books.
Today, I had my rosary, my veil, my water bottle, everything, my prayer book. And I needed something.
That would be too big.
Perfect. So it's a win-win.
It's a big guy. It's great.
Yeah, so it's 1-877-291-0123, the app or relevantradio.com to get that tote bag at the 240 level today only. And this is a big hour. If you've been blessed by the Divine Mercy Chaplet, what a way to give, to honor the gift of those graces or benefited from listening to Drew. And we have, again, that goal of $3 million by the end of the week.
Yeah, we're so grateful for whatever you can do. I know $20 a month sounds like a big gift, $240. Maybe it's not for him. It gets double. That's the beauty of it. That $240 becomes $480. That empowers Relevant Radio. Check this out online. If you go online to relevantradio.com, you can make your pledge or on the mobile app. But see how cool this bag is. It's going to be a great way for you to evangelize.
We were just talking in the last pledge drive. My son donates plasma and he gave us plasma money to
Relevant
Radio.
We got to talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, so whatever you can give. And again, it's appreciated. It's
amazing,
doubled.
Yep. I was super impressed by that. We'll talk about that when we come back. You can get in now, though, 888-914-9149 to join me in the studio to make your pledge. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. We'll be right back.
When we give our yes, our fiat, that we better buckle up. So after this journey and finally saying, Lord, I'm here, I am all in now, and I want to do something beautiful for you. And when you say that, that's a very dangerous prayer. Because you really have to be ready. And so for us and our situation, and this is a whole other story that I travel and talk about, it was our journey to our daughter, Carolina.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That's the voice of Brooke Taylor, a multifaceted personality. It's good to have her here with us, a very engaging presence, both in radio and now in ministry. Co-host of Family Friend Morning, is that the name of the show was? Was that,
used to be,
was
yes.
That, close? That was
right.
On 95.5 The Fish, right?
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland, yeah. Ohio. Then you were in Green Bay after that, Wisconsin?
Before that, Wausau, Green Bay, Raleigh. So moved around
you.
A bit.
That's fun. And now here you are, Relevant Radio. I want to hear about the Mom Squad and everything else. I know you got a lot of different things. Let's grab another quick call here. If you want to join us, 888-914-9149. Shannon's in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, hold on a sec.
Okay.
Hi. I had to get you off speaker.
No problem.
I was calling about my origin story for Relevant Radio.
Right, love to hear.
It was this time of year, more than a decade ago, we were getting ready for the flower sale for our church, for pro-life causes, to support various pro-life causes. And I talked about something I heard on the radio, probably talk radio, and it was outrageous.
Yep.
And one person said, I only listen to Relevant Radio. And I said, what's that? And I've been hooked ever since.
I love it. You know, it's that personal encounter that it not only introduced you, but changes many lives. I'm sure you're introducing others now. It's the old ripple effect. Shannon, thanks for sharing it. You can join us, 888-914-9149. Tell us how you encountered Relevant Radio. Has that happened in your life where, you know, somebody has said something or done something, set you in a totally new direction, you know, has changed your spiritual life? Because I can't imagine what Relevant Radio does. It's like a stone in a pond. The ripples just go out. So many lives have been impacted and changed. What about your own encounter with the Lord?
Well, I mean, that's what I was thinking when we just were hearing her story about the power of word of mouth, because we know if your friend says something, it's like, okay, I'm going to believe you. I can read all the reviews and I can look at shop around. But when you hear someone whose life has been changed or you see it, it's our life witness. The greatest catechism is the one that we live.
So true.
And so I know for me, I listen all the time and I call it my sacred sink. I used to have a blog, My Sacred Sink.
Wow.
And so whether I'm washing the dishes, that's like my home altar. Yep. So I do, you know, the prayers, the tears, the worries about the kids, and then Jesus, I trust in you. Mm. But so often listening to Relevant Radio through that in the domestic church, in the home, and it has an immediate impact, because I was just thinking about this for Mother's Day, is that I want my kids to say, I don't want them to say, oh, mom's losing it again. Mm. Oh, you know, I'm embarrassed when mom acts that way. I want them to see virtue and to say, I want to handle it the way that my mom does. And I need to look at my mom, which is Blessed Mother, in order to continue to strive for that virtue. And I really do get that when I listen to Relevant Radio, because it helps me have an eternal perspective. We hear that in, I think Timory does a promo for that, but it really is true. And again, that ripple effect. It impacts the children if you're a mother in the home. It impacts the workplace. If maybe you're listening to Dave Durand or you're driving, it impacts maybe not having road rage or a little bit of grace. And so, but we are listener supported. So again, it's that divine providence to continue to grow. And God is magnanimous. We see it every day.
It makes me feel old, to be honest with you, because your kids, right? I mean, I love you talking about it. I was on the Walk to Mary last year, and somebody goes, I used to listen to you all the time when I'm going to school with my mom, you know, when I was in grade school. Now this person's like graduating college or something. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've been on the air here for 20 years. Your kids, are they embarrassed by your expression of faith? I know a lot of kids are sometimes when they're young, but exposing them to Relevant Radio throughout their life, I think can be really fortifying and plant some really good seeds.
Yeah, well, my youngest son, Gus, he actually calls in quite a bit. He'll call in for the rosary.
Awesome.
So he's not at all. But he's the youngest of five. And our reversion really came through. Our oldest is Gabriel. We have a Gabriel James. And you know, just, and I join in the prayers. I'll just share this, and I pray it's with his permission, but he knows I talk about this, but he's dating a girl who's Amish right now.
Oh, wow.
My son Gabriel.
That's
so,
a story. We should talk about that.
Yes, and yesterday I actually emceed a gala for the Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration in Canton, and she was there. So she was able to hear about how we hunger and hunger for our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. So it's just, again, the fiat, the yes, and the Magnificat. I'm thinking a lot about the Magnificat with Mother's Day coming up and Blessed Mother's rejoicing. How just that gratitude. And that's what this week is about. Give hope. And the source of our hope is our Lord. And just to have an action step, which is giving, is such a small way, I feel, to be able to express that gratitude.
That's so beautiful. Brooke, I want to hear the story. I don't know. What's the term? Rumspringa? Or what is it? When she has that between 16 or something with the Amish where they get to...
Yeah, what happened is her dad left during Rumspringa and he didn't come back to the community. So when that happens, they don't get shunned. I learned that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but they're not practicing, but they have that formation.
So I want to hear all about it.
We'll
talk about it. Brooke will be with me throughout the week, which is going to be great. And you can join us too in studio anytime. You can help support us. We need you. And I'm grateful for anything you can do. Thanks for your generosity. The number is 877-291-0123. The mobile app's a great way to give. Or online at relevantradio.com. Dollar for dollar match at a special premium.
Give hope.
Good job.
1-877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com. Our need is $3 million by the end of the week, and we already are receiving many givers, many gifts from Mary in Brownsville, Texas. Thank you. She is a brand new donor, so you get the applause, and
thanks,
it's doubled.
Mary.
We have Jessica in Fort Myers, Florida, a $1,200 donation, which becomes $2,400 because we have the dollar-for-dollar match this hour. And we have Hibbard in Richford, Vermont, giving $240.
Wow,
oh, God bless you, and thank you.
That becomes $480. Thanks for that gift. You're going to get the tote bag. Look, I only have probably about an hour to talk to you about this beautiful tote bag. I'm always looking for ways to evangelize. I don't believe in hitting people over the head or trying to preach at people, but it's personal witness that converts. I really believe that, how I live my life, how I conduct my life. But certain things are triggers. Somebody, when I'm going through the airport, I have my rosary going through the scanner, you know, and TSA sees it. All right, Catholic? Yeah, I am. And you know, something you want me to pray for? You know, you'd be surprised at what happens. Just saying grace at a table in a restaurant. This tote bag is a great way to people say, well, what's Relevant Radio? What a great way to evangelize. What a great way to introduce others to it. It's made out of a really durable canvas. It's not a small bag. I mean, this is a really good premium. Embroidered on it will be a monstrance with the Blessed Sacrament. So what a great way to show your love for the Lord and Relevant Radio. It's yours at $20 a month or a $240 gift. And that'll help us move the needle. Like I said, this is the spring. Summer's very dry and difficult for the radio. And we could use you right now at 877-291-0123. And also, I always make my pledge on the mobile app. Super fast and easy to do, and you can do it online as well.
This is a Texas-sized bag. It's jumbo.
It's, nice.
It's going to fit everything in there.
Get your beach towel in there or your prayer books, like
yes.
You said, right?
And you're very classy and elegant. You say we don't want to beat people over the head with it. I totally want to take the megaphone and tell everyone because, again, when you have something, you talk about this a lot. We see the studies. We look at the reports of the loneliness epidemic and how many people we know are searching. Our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in you. And when you find the source of truth, beauty, and goodness, you can't help but just feel on fire. And so that's it. We're on a mission. And we all are. We all have a part of that. I think about St. Therese the Little Way and how everything is made up of these little acts. So your little act, Bernadette of $50, or Charles $75, Howard $5, that little act goes into a big ocean that we pray will be $3 million. And again, far more boundless souls. And that is truly the mission. And I'm so proud. I always say that because I'm not a good salesperson, but when it comes to Relevant Radio or our faith, there is nothing that will stop me. I always say it's at relevantradio.com because by the grace of God, where would we be? Relevant Radio app or 1-877-291-0123. And again, everything you give is doubled. So Charles is just giving $75. That's $150. Howard, $10. I just gave in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Yeah, Relevant Radio sells itself. So you don't have to be a great salesperson. That's how I feel about it. And you know what? I mean, gosh, what a beautiful ministry that is touching lives. You've been impacted. I've personally been impacted. Joanna in Largo, Florida is on hold. We'll get her and everyone else to share their stories coming up as well. I'd love to hear how you are impacted. But if you can help Relevant Radio, please do that. We're listener supported. That's the thing. That's how God set this up. I was going to apologize for asking for finances again, for blessings. You know, I hate to have to do this. Once I start doing it, I'm really grateful because we see the fruit of it.
Yeah.
We just had a pledge drive a little while ago for the Merry Beggars and a few weeks before that. It seems like we do it a lot, but this is what we need to do. And I'm going to hold out a big cup for the Lord. And if you can help, we'd appreciate it. 877-291-0123. It's not too late to get in. Whatever you can give now will be doubled.
We're tight on time, but I want to spotlight Sally because she's so emblematic, I think, of so many. She said, I decided to become Catholic, Drew, after listening to Relevant Radio after 3 weeks. Woo. That's how I knew I wanted to become Catholic. She
Bravo.
Said, I said to myself, this is what I have been looking for my entire life. And she goes on to say, I listen to Relevant Radio every day. Patrick in the morning, Drew in the afternoon. And she
That's
says, I tell
work.
My grandson, these are our friends. And so she's passing on to her grandchildren, a new convert, relevantradio.com, the app, or 1-877-291-0123.
The old ripple effect, right? That's God at work, and that's what your donation, that's what your gift has brought about. Anyone who's donated in the past 3 weeks, and she's in the beauty of the church. Help us. We need you right now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.